Well, howdy guys. Well, the outrage about Cracker Barrel doesn't seem to be dying down too much, does it? I mean, why is that? It's not the massive company, is it? But it's more than that, isn't it? It's because people are getting tired of their institutions and their companies and their heritage being destroyed by the woke agenda. And the woke agenda is being pushed by mostly femons. As we know, the Cracker Barrel CEO is a femon, and the chief marketing officer is also a femon. But the whole marketing team of 8 people is also all femons, not one male amongst them. Which really explains the bigger picture. Femons have got into companies under this disguise of DEI, and then they take the company over with their ideas. You know, the girl boss. And, to me, it's never been successful. Take a look at this Star Wars franchise. It's been destroyed. You see, femons can't join an organization or get into politics without pushing their own personal agendas. And they'll generally always be woke. I'm going to put a link to a video down below by Matt Walsh, who explains it a lot better than I can. Even the NFL has been inundated by girl bosses. Take a look at the UK police force, once the most respected police force in the world. Then they had a quota system where they had to get femons in and fast-track their promotions. Now the UK police force is the laughingstock of the world. You can now be arrested if you say something that hurts somebody else's feelings. But robbing somebody at knife point is just a misdemeanor. You see, they push their ideology no matter what they get into. And it destroys the fabric of that organization and becomes not fit for purpose. Throughout history, femons were never really meant to lead. Of course, people aren't allowed to say these sort of things. They either get silenced or cancelled just for telling the truth that their eyes and their ears can see. A prime example is Disney. Long time ago, Disney started hiring femons, activists, feminists. And now the company is infiltrated with them, who are all promoted quickly. And we've seen the results, haven't we? And the only reason Disney's still going is because it's a massive company. But even Disney can't go on forever, making the same mistakes over and over again, which is a hallmark for femons. Because they never take accountability that they were wrong. Then they blame something else and do exactly the same thing again. To me, Cracker Barrel is already dead, with that much femon infestation. There is really no hope for Cracker Barrel at all. The fact is, the results have always been the same. Girl bosses don't work. And common sense and logic goes out the window, along with the profits. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think. Like I say, I'll put a link to Matt Walsh's video down below. Am I a fan of Matt Walsh? Well, he does say some sensible things. And occasionally, so do I. Take it easy, fellas.